Research fraud, Burning Man phones, and the limits of what benchmarks measure. Data Collada, the blog run by researchers Yuri Simonson, Joe Simmons, and Leif Nelson, previously credited with identifying fraud in multiple high-profile studies, has published a forensic analysis of an influential study in the procrastination literature. The post reports data irregularities consistent with fabrication, distributions described as too clean, response patterns inconsistent with random human behavior, and metadata inconsistencies. The authors frame their findings carefully, reporting what the data shows without making explicit accusations about intent. The 178-comment Hacker News thread is one of the more substantive discussions of research fraud seen on the platform, with academics examining the structural incentives, small sample sizes, prestige pressure for novel findings, and a lack of mandatory data sharing that make behavioral research specifically vulnerable. The procrastination angle is, in an important sense, incidental. Behavioral economics findings on nudge theory, choice architecture, and decision fatigue have had extraordinary influence on public policy, and a significant fraction of that influence rests on studies now recognized as methodologically inadequate. Data Collada's existence as a forensic auditor reflects the fact that academic publishing's internal incentive structures do not generate adequate checking. The Playaphone project at Playaphone.com, a voice communication network built for the Burning Man environment, a historically no-connectivity zone serving roughly 70,000 people for 1 week, earned the day's highest score, 651 points and 212 comments. The thread mixes accounts from people who have used the system at the event with technical fascination at the architecture of building temporary telecommunications infrastructure under those constraints. The ADHD test reverse engineering story drew 234 points and 142 comments, with the author finding that an online screening tool was considerably less sophisticated than its presentation implied, a finding that sparked parallel conversations about the gap between how digital health tools present themselves and what they actually do. The day's most enduring discussion may be the one attached to the Wikipedia article on the Lion Man, a 40,000-year-old ivory sculpture from southwestern Germany considered the oldest known figurative sculpture in the world. Its 120 upvotes belied the depth of the thread, which examined what the artifact implies about its maker's cognitive capabilities. Representing a being that does not exist, a human figure with a lion's head, requires symbolic thinking regarded as a marker of modern human cognition. A community that will upvote a 40,000-year-old ivory carving and a forensic benchmark analysis in the same afternoon, as one thread noted, demonstrates a wider aperture of curiosity than most.